Shalom. This is Billy Bremen, the voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and I'm here with my son Chip, and we're really enjoying talking about the dunamis power of God. The Lord showed me about Brother Roberts, spoke to me supernaturally. Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. And then thoughts came. Those words came from a voice I heard within me, a strong voice of God. But then I had thoughts, and the thoughts were, they know the power's there. They even preach about it, but they don't tap it. Folks, it is time now for us, the Church of the Living God, to tap the power with which we are anointed and to manifest God to this world. Now, we're told to pattern our ministry after Jesus. And so Jesus set the pattern for us. He went to be baptized. He went down to the Jordan where John the Baptist was baptizing. And Jesus went to him. And John baptized him. He said, "Behold the Lamb." And then he baptized Jesus. And verse 22 of Luke 3. We're going to be in Luke 3 and Luke 4 today if you have your Bible. Luke 3, verse 22. And the Holy Ghost descended in bodily form, like in a bodily shape, like a dove upon him. And a voice from heaven said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." So he now has the Holy Spirit anointing upon him, and he's going to show us how to operate in that. Now, he's got to win a victory first off against the enemy. That's the first thing he's going to do for us. He's going to show us that this Holy Ghost power and anointing will defeat the devil. And here we have in Acts chapter 4, verse 1. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Yeah. The Holy Ghost is going to lead him now. He leads Jesus all through his ministry, mm-hmm. and he's supposed to lead us. And the first thing he did was take him down to get a defeat for us over Satan, over God's enemy and our enemy. And being 40 days tempted of the devil, he didn't eat anything. And when he was hungered at the end of the 40 days, the devil said to him, "If you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread." And Jesus answered, "It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." And the devil, taking him to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, "All this power," now that word there is authority, mm-hmm. "will I give you, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be thine." Now, Satan's called in 2 Corinthians 4:4 the god of this world. Those kingdoms were delivered to him by Adam. Mm-hmm. They were Adam's in the first place. Mm-hmm. And Adam sold out to the devil. And this was a real temptation. Jesus didn't deny that. He said, "Oh, you're a liar." No, mm-hmm. he didn't deny it. They really were his to give. And he said, "If you will worship me, this shall all be yours." And Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Mm-hmm. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone only shall you serve." Then he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, "If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from hence. For it is written," now he's going to try the word, "angels watch over you," and so on and so forth. He was trying to get Jesus to prove that he was the Messiah in another way without going to the cross. That was what that temptation was. Mm-hmm. Now, he defeated him. He did this for all the 40 days. And verse 13, when the devil had...
Well, what's interesting to me is we've taught for years, and I've heard, and I've even taught, that he defeated him with the word of God, which he did. But he also defeated him with the anointing, because the power, because that's what the anointing came upon him. He was anointed when he was John the Baptist. It said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him like a dove. when he would, you know, and that's when the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus, and he went there, and he went to the mount, and he was led by the Holy Spirit. So he did it with the anointing and the word, with the Spirit and the word.
Where did that word come from anyway? Where'd the word of God come from? Where'd it come from? Holy men of old wrote as they were inspired.
Which is the Holy Spirit came upon them.
The breath of God, the Spirit,
Second Timothy.
Wrote the word.
All scriptures given by the inspiration of God.
All scriptures yes. given by the inspiration, the breath. Holy men of old wrote as the Holy Spirit came upon them. You know, people say they divide like the word and the Spirit. Jesus said, my words are spirit.
Yeah, that's right.
And they are life. So you can say something with what the Bible call lip talk. In the Old Testament, there's a word for lip talk. It's nothing. But you have that inspired out of your belly word come out of you. Then it's filled with the Spirit.
Is it kind of like there are sermons and there are anointed sermons?
Are you
there
kidding are songs. Me? I've heard them, haven't you?
Yes. There are songs and then there are anointed songs. Yes. I bet everybody who's listening to this can say, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? There are books and then there are anointed books. There are, you know, you just go on and on and on.
It's truth, Chip. And, you know, sometimes a song, when the anointing's
on it. There
will
always be results.
Yeah. And when the anointing's on it, don't move off of it.
Mm-mm.
Sing it over and over if you have to. Because we need the anointing.
Mm.
We need the Spirit-filled words.
Yeah.
I can tell you that these were Spirit-filled words that Jesus spoke to that devil. And the Bible says then in verse 4, and chapter 4 and verse 13 of Luke. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit, the dunamis of the Spirit, into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about.
Another interesting about that, he returned. So that means he didn't go out that way, but he returned that way.
Yes.
He returned anointed. He returned in the power of the Spirit. So.
He returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee.
And a fame.
And a fame went out of him. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And then he came to Nazareth, where he'd been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read.
I wish I could see this.
And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah.
Which he studied as a young boy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. So he knew about the anointing. Remember, the anointing destroying the yoke?
Yes.
So he knew all that.
He knew all of it. So read that. Read that. Those
well,
verses.
And there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah, and he opened the book, and he found the place where it was written. That's kind of interesting to me. He found where it was written, which I believe is Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me.
How did the Spirit get upon him?
Yes. How did the Spirit get upon him?
God anointed him.
Anointed him.
What did he anoint him with? The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Power.
And after he read this, he handed the scroll back to the minister. He sat down and he began to teach. This day is a scripture been fulfilled in your ears. I am anointed. Glory to God. I mean, he entered the church right there differently than he had ever went in before.
Sure.
There was something different about him.
It was his custom. He went there all the time.
Remember, their eyes were astonished.
That was his synagogue.
Don't you remember they said they were astonished, the ones who saw him. They were amazed at him. It said all eyes were fixed upon him. There was something different about him. That's what the world should see in us. There's something different about him. Our neighbors, honey, there's something different about our neighbors. Have you noticed that? We know they've been Christians and going to church all their lives, but there's something different about them.
Yeah.
That's what's got to happen. Why? They're tapping into this power. They're anointed to do great things for God on a level the world's not familiar with, all for his glory. And that's when Jesus took off. That's when his ministry, the fame spread.
Yeah.
All of these great things happened.
Because the dunamis power was on him, the Holy Ghost power.
And what about David? God found David, and then he sends Samuel. Samuel picks the wrong one. God says, I only go by the heart. You picked the wrong one. This is the one I want. I found this one. And then what happens? He anoints him. He prophesies over him and anoints him. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord was upon David from that day forward. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him.
And the Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus, his greater son.
Jesus.
David's greater son. the Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus. He went and announced it.
Yes.
Now, I'll tell you what Brother Hagin told me. You know, Brother Hagin's ministry was marked by open-eyed visions of Jesus.
Yeah.
And he said to me, he told me this personally, that Jesus told him, everywhere I went, I began by preaching. I said this everywhere I went. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. Everywhere he went, he announced that he was anointed.
He spoke it. He released it.
He spoke it.
And he released it. You know, even God had to release it when if you go to Genesis and read where it says, and you know, the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit was hovering over.
Yes.
And the Lord said to me, he said, why was he hovering? Why wasn't he doing anything? Because God hadn't spoken yet.
That's right.
And when God spoke, it released it. And so we have to release it.
Words of faith.
Words of faith.
Release the anointing.
This is how the impossible becomes possible. So much of the church don't even believe in the impossible. Mom, and you know what? I love this one right here. I want to throw this one in. I know we're just about out of time. But Mary's news, the great news of having Jesus, the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, because you have found favor with God. And behold, you'll conceive a son, and his name shall be named Jesus, and he shall be great. There you go. And he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And it goes on, and he says, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob. Then Mary said, well, there's one small problem, angel. How shall this be, seeing that there are no good-looking men in my church? Another word. It's just my translation. Seeing that I know not a man. And the angel answers her, here, Mary, is how the impossible shall become possible. I'm getting ready to tell you right here. And the angel said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come down upon thee, and the power, and that's dunamis, of the highest shall overshadow thee. That's how the impossible would become possible.
Woo,
that's how this
glory.
Great man's going to come. And we're to do greater things than him.
That's what he said. Greater works than these.
Yes.
So how is it done? It's done by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
It's done by the Holy Ghost power. The Holy Ghost dunamis up on us. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. We're having such a good time here. You know, Chip calls me sometimes at home. And he'll say, and it's like this, like we're doing right now. Things are coming. Chip's writing things down right now. We're writing things down right now. We're talking about these things. And the Bible says they talked about these things when they sat down.
Yeah.
They talked about these
That's
things
contending.
When they stood up. That's contending.
Yeah.
We're contending for this power of God right now. And I want to tell you, if you didn't get them last week, to write for Chip's or call for Chip's CD and DVD on the anointing. It is outstanding. Either one of them are available to you for $5. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447, or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, 65615. Billy Braham and Chip saying, Shalom.